And you don't?
No.
Why, good morning.
Good morning. Don't tell me.
I never realized that until I threw a film and any good. I thought if it just laid on the ground, you see, you go out there, never would cure without a sun. You gotta have a hot sun.
You sure have.
If you're gonna have good hay, aren't you?
That's right.
I never realized.
Guys, we got more good things. Peas and okra.
Yeah. And now you let Miss Mary walk around and do anything she wants to, say. She don't have to come over here and sit down, and she's not worse off than I am.
We're gonna sit down a little while, cause it might get dry enough to put that bust those bales out there. Let's sit down a minute here, Lydia. You've had a cup of coffee.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let me get myself a drink of water here. I'm about to. You don't want a cold drink of water?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
I want.
I went out there and them cares. I started out with flea, and I saw them calves, and my conscience started hurting me. You know, they get a blanket of flies on them,
mm-hmm.
And they're right here, you know. It's just my laziness. I could just put a little powder on them.
I'm going to have this little glass of water here. I got hot a little bit. Miss Mary was taking some medicine and drinking a cup of coffee when I got over there, and she's had her coffee. I'm not going to let her have any more. But I want to show her that green hay after a while, guys. Pretty hay that we got up.
Well, you'll have to look for it. Most of it ain't green.
How do you cook? Do you cook, it's string beans and okra that you can put together. How do you cook your okra that's cooked?
Well, I put some on peas, but not if it's cut up.
Oh.
You can't. I just put the young tender pod, you know, wash it, you know, and
mm-hmm.
Don't cut the stem too close, you know, and just lay it on top of the peas and cook it. But if it's cut up, you can't do that. It'll just mess up your peas.
You just sort of fry these, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Roll them in. Great big frozen okra and a great big package of peas and 2 dozen fresh eggs, not like anything you buy in a store. And that's what Miss Mary put in the car for us.
Good Lord.
And she'd been sick.
Well, I don't think we ever did go visiting with our relatives, Miss Mary. But what we didn't just. You know, when I was a child, I hated to travel with bags. And I'd take the train down there, you see, and they'd meet me. And then when I come back, they'd put all them bags there on the seat of the train with me. And I was so self-conscious, it just painful to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be now. But nobody gonna load me down now, either. We had a little everything then.
These people we know going up to West Virginia, where there's a lot of apples. And they said they're going to take a truck. They're going to bring back beans and tomatoes and apples.
Mm-hmm.
Whole truck.
I'm good. Marvin doing all right?
Doing all right. Only quarreled all night last night.
Pardon, please.
Well, I sat up and he's tired, and I know how it is. I sat up all night long last night, and he got aggravated with the doctors, and he didn't know what he was going to do, and he wanted to take me into the emergency room at Williston. I said, no, you ain't going nowhere.
You mean last night?
Mm-hmm.
You just out of patience with him.
Yeah. Went in there, went yesterday. Dr. Daly sent me to a specialist and he charged me $40 and I like to die.
God almighty! Gosh almighty!
And it, just like that, just went into a specialist and $40.
And you come out and paid?
Yeah, come out and paid me. And I was sick. Oh, Lord, I was sick. I couldn't lie down. I hurt so bad. And he told me, he said, don't you take near another dose of it. And I mean it.
The specialist said so?
No, Marvin. And I'm not. I'm going to carry it to Jimmy.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell him that I just can't take it.
The specialist gave you the medicine?
Mm-hmm. I take two tablets daily, give me some to make to stop my pain, and then one to make me sleep. And I take two of daily's pain tablets and one of the sleeping tablets and made Marvin get in the bed with me and laid my back real close to him, you know. And I went to sleep and I slept till he woke me up, he started to work.
Yeah.
I ain't going to take another one of them. I don't care if they was $40 a pill.
Just throw them out the
door. I'm going to come and give them to Dr. Daly. Tell him what he gave them to me for. He gave them to me for muscle spasms. You know, half of these doctors ought to be out building highways.
Yeah.
Planting sweet potatoes or something like that.
Yeah.
Do better.
Yes.
I got to worry. I'm like Mr. Guthrie. Mr. Guthrie told me about the last thing he told me when he was in the hospital. He said, I'm going home. And when I go home, he said, I'm through with all the doctors. And I'm just about that way myself.
Well, I remember it the last two times you've been to somebody different. They've given you medicine that made you sick.
I've got more confidence in Daly than I have anybody else. Because I can get on his camp.
Yeah. And these specialists are so almighty, you can't hardly talk to them.
They know a thing in the world only what you tell them.
How about that?
And ask you all these questions about your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you.
I think Marvin was about right on why they ask you those questions.
You know the time my cows were stolen? Sheriff come out there, sent out there for him. He wanted to know, where was my mother born? What was her maiden name? I said, that don't make a damn bit of difference what my mother's maiden name is, was, nor who she was, nor what she died with, nor nothing. I said, she didn't have a thing to do with my cows being stole. Well, that's just routine.
Well, I never heard of that, Miss Mary.
Well,
that's
let me
right.
tell you. I can't borrow any money up at the bank. She can get that fee.
I was going to wash the dishes that was already washed.
Well, they just have washed. Wash them over again. I ever tell you, what was I going to say? supposed to be talking about the, yeah. They gotta fill out the forms. You know what? You can't buy money at the bank unless you tell them all your sources of income.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they gotta know it. Mm-hmm. I went down there to Sears one time, and I gonna open a little $25 charge account, and they wanted to know all the property I had.
Mm-hmm.
I told them it wasn't any of that damn business what property I had. All they wanted to know, needed to know, was whether or not I could pay $25.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The girl went up to see the boss and came back down and said, "That'll be all right, Mr. Miles." $25.
Well, I never heard of anybody like that, though, about your cows.
That's right. That's just routine checkup. You ain't never seen the guy in a yard tell of him no more that I know of.
No, he won't. That's it. Where was that up at Gainesville?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they really got them, the specialist up there.
Oh, you, they sure have.
What was that? Was that Fade? Did you tell me that, or was it Shirley? That's about all I get information from. Did Miss May tell you about being in the hospital up at Gainesville?
No.
Bound to, Faye. I didn't dream that up. And I haven't seen her, except just in passing, you know. Where you had all them people using your bathroom.
Oh, that was at Williston.
Well, now, what was that? That's hard to believe.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That was down at Williston.
Oh, that was when you went had a...
The last time.
And making so much commotion you couldn't rest?
And stinking so bad. Just slopping and going on in there. There's about 5 or 6 colored women. See, there was one colored woman in the room with me.
Yeah, just two of you?
That didn't bother me. But over in the other room, then, there was about 4 or 5.
And they didn't have a washroom?
They all used the same bathroom. And when I woke up, I told a nurse that when Marvin come in, if I weren't moved out of that room, I was going to get my suitcase and I was going home.
And you spoke to her?
I did.
So she'd understand it.
I sure did.
Yeah. And you got results.
I got out of there.
Yeah.
It weren't but just a few minutes. I told her, I said, "You call Jimmy Daly and you tell him." And I said, "If you don't, and I'm in here when Marvin comes, I'm going home."
I mean, now you couldn't.
You gotta be sick and put up with stuff too.
You couldn't even eat your food, couldn't.
Over there? Oh yeah, with all that going on.
But even so, that's better than the medical center. In a way.
You're right.
I've never been to medical center.
Did you know that James's woman has left him, taken his car, got him up in court, suing him for his insurance and alimony and the place?
Why, this man.
You mean that sweet little woman we saw out there that time?
Yeah.
And here he is, helpless.
Helpless.
Maybe she won't get very far, will she?
I don't know. She might. And he's been bad off sick.
Recently?
Some of the meanest people in the world.
And she talked to me, you know, just like all that was on her mind was James.
That's the biggest. I won't tell you what she is.
I told you about it, don't you remember? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she, it sounded like just,
mm-hmm.
just restore your faith in human nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I heard her say that they just spent their evening singing.
I'd hear her get up and say that if she knowed she was to die that instant, she'd be saved. She'd go right straight to heaven and go right off and get just as drunk as a hoot.
Yeah. Now, you've been spared that right in your immediate family.
What's that?
All that drinking.
That drinking, and I ain't gonna have it now.
Well, you know a lot of people have it. I'd hate to be close to it. It's so obnoxious.
Once in a while, I drink a beer. I get me a can of beer, and I drink it. Just once in a while, I take a drink of wine. That's as far as I go.
I never was used to drunkards. They just didn't run in your family?
Mm-mm.
Or Mr. Gus's?
No, sir.
That's a great relief.
Mm. Oh, goodness.
You can marry into it, too, you know. There are a lot of ways of getting into
mm-hmm.
that. I have not heard a word, Faye, about that new piece of equipment she got out there in the backyard.
That boat?
Yes. It looks like a beauty.
And I haven't even been in it.
Oh. Well, what did Marvin do about the bison? You started to tell me. He came home and said get...
Oh, he got them yesterday.
But you went back up, when was it, to get them?
Friday evening. We were going out boating Sunday. But he couldn't get the trailer tag.
Oh.
The boat's all right, but we had to get a trailer tag. And he hurried back up there, and the doors just closed in his face. So he got them yesterday. He got the trailer tag yesterday, so we all set now, ready to go.
When are you going?
I don't know, just as soon as we can.
As soon as it quits raining. Well, tell me about it. How'd you get a hold of it? Is it new?
No, it's not new. It's second-handed. These people, you know, that lives in that trailer just before you get to Micanopy, there where that chain link fence is?
Yeah.
Well, we've been looking for a boat and a motor. And it always seemed like that it was more than what I could stand. So I seen this boat out there and a sail on it. And I said, let's stop, Marvin. Oh, no, he said, let's don't stop. He said, that thing had cost us $1,500. I said, well, let's go back there and see anyway. We've got almost to the railroad crossing. He said, you mean it? I said, yeah, I mean it. We turned around and went back, and the woman told us what she wanted for it. And they said that it belonged to his brother-in-law, and he died with cancer. And they didn't have any use for it, and this man's mother is an invalid. And then didn't never get out to use it, so she told me what she wanted for it and what she'd take for it. And he brought it down on a Sunday. This man did, and him and Marvin went on Orange Lake.
Oh.
And that motor is just runs just a slick. And he told me he wanted $550 for it.
You mean for all that equipment?
Every bit of it.
And it's all good shape.
It's got lights on it. It's got a horn on it. Fire extinguisher. Everything that goes with a boat. And the trailer. Motor. 45 horsepower motor.
45. Good Lord. Good Lord.
Well, Miss Mary, that's a pretty good investment. Even if you turn around, you could sell it again, I imagine.
It's too big a boat to fish out of. But anyway, people uses them. And I thought maybe that, that something might happen that I might could trade it in. And it's just as nice and clean on the inside.
Yeah.
It's been well taken care of.
And I noticed that it's got a nice cover to it.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps the weather out.
If somebody just don't steal my motor.
You mean it's laying out there?
Yeah, it's on the boat.
Well, bring it over here.
You know, I'm just scared to leave home because people goes around and steals them. They make a raid down that Cross Creek and get a whole car load at one time.
I never heard of that.
Yes, sir. Of course, this is bolted on, but you know that don't make no difference.
No, not anymore.
If somebody just don't go get my motor.
And you haven't been in it yet?
No, I haven't even been in it. The man brought it out, and him and Marvin went out on the lake and rode around one Sunday, and I didn't go.
Well, now, can you go out by yourself? You wouldn't want to go out by yourself anyway, would you? No.
Well, I might. But if I could handle a boat, but you see, I couldn't handle that big boat. Unload it and load it on that trailer.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, yes. That's right, smart handling. And you got so many lily pads and all out on the lake.
Well, you and Marvin got it to just enjoy, and then you got puny. But you're going to be all right.
I don't know whether I am or not, Miss Miles.
Oh, sure. She said she heard that the Dodds went on to, where'd they go?
Daytona Beach in St. Augustine. She told me Miss Dodd did.
Not recently.
Yeah.
You mean in Hershey?
Yeah. They went on a Friday and come back Monday night.
My God.
She said it cost them a lot of money.
Oh, they just took an outing.
Well, you know, if you do anything with all those children, Miss Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking you go to St. Augustine and sightsee a little bit.
Oh, yeah. About all you mean. I could afford to do with all that crowd is just have a picnic.
I couldn't hardly afford that.
And have winners, hot dogs, buns would be my speed. Always out of these cups somehow.
How about just about that much of wine? I'll drink the milk rice for you. I got some good. Makes you feel good.
You know, I haven't seen you in so long. I was over at Ms. Dodd's that one day. She was selling some animals. I don't know what I was doing over there.
Selling which?
Some more calves.
Oh, yeah.
And she said that you all had got letters from the tax assessor. Taxes going up again.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They ought to freeze taxes, too.
They ought to.
While they're freezing. That mean your rent and all go up, too?
That's right.
I don't believe Marvin, I don't believe he pays quite as much attention to all those things as you do. Does it get under his skin, too?
Yes. It really does.
He just don't let on much?
That's right.
Think about something else?
Now, what kind of grass you all got in, Miss Mary? You got some... Yeah.
It's crab grass and bag of weeds and some pandola in it.
Oh.
That don't dry fast.
No, it don't.
Crab grass don't.
Marvin didn't want to cut it. I made him cut it Friday evening. No, Saturday evening.
And you didn't... Oh.
Saturday.
You didn't have a rain Saturday evening.
No, ma'am.
But it takes you a couple of days to cure. Does he ever mow his hay with his rotary mower?
No, sir.
I just thinking, you know, some people mow this pangola with them.
I don't like it to mow with a rotary. I like it with a sickle ball.
It seems to me like all the only experience I've had now, it pulverizes. It cuts it up so much. Of course, it dries fast. I think that's one reason they do it. So it dries fast.
And it chews it off a little bit.
That's right. I noticed that.
I thought the Dodds had a fluffer, but they don't.
I would have sworn they had one. They don't have one?
No, sure, I said they didn't. She said she wished they did, but they didn't.
That's mighty strong one.
Just cream sherry. Make your stomach feel good.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I know that I am a poor manager. And I spend money foolishly. But I don't know how in the world Ms. Dodd and them makes it.
Well, I want you to see that furniture. I couldn't afford it. What did she tell you? He took the calf money and went over and bought the furniture?
That's what she said. She said she sold her calves to pay off her debt. And he went over and bought the furniture.
I thought they were selling calves to make payment on the cows.
She told me they were selling the caves to pay off the bank.
Yeah. Well, they did well. I wish I could get over here to sell mine. I'd take mine over there and let her sell them.
Why, she spends whole days just showing people those calves.
You never did that? Sell them? Well, they got a name for that. Sell them private treaty. Some such thing as that. I used to try to do it here, and they'd all, whenever they'd come, they'd all want to get them for nothing. So I'd take my time, and you'd have to live around it. I quit that. I didn't get away with it like Miss Dodd does. She's had some old bony calves over there, she said herself, you know, and she got good prices for them. I'd have some nice plump calves here, and I couldn't get the market price for them. But yeah, I did.
Well, they come in there from all over and spend the day practically.
Mm-hmm.
She'd sell three calves.
Do you remember when you and Shirley was over here, we were talking, don't you know? I understand Ms. Listen's daughter, what was her name?
Marjorie.
No, the other one. Daughter-in-law.
Lillian,
the one that called the ambulance. Well, they called the ambulance. Well, I understand she's sort of straightened out now.
I really don't know. You know, I called Lillian, and when she was sick, and I asked her, I said, Lillian, could I come over? No, she said, the doctor don't want me to have any company. And I said, well, I won't bother you. I won't talk to you. I'll just be around. And couldn't I fix you something to eat? Or do some washing for you? Or do some sweeping or cleaning or something? And she said, no. She said, if I need you, I'll call you. And I ain't never bothered to call her anymore, and I haven't been about her.
And she hadn't called you.
No, that's right.
I tell you, when they start that tranquilizer stuff, they don't act like they do when they're normally sick, you know. They act peculiar, in my view, short experience, slight experience. We were talking about the fishing. Don't you know? How'd we get into that? Oh, we talked about Ms. Listen and the fisherman. And you and Shirley said that you'd heard her talk a whole lot about fishing in the old days. And how she handled the fishermen. And that is something that I never heard anyone go into, how they did. You see, they had all those fishermen there, Miss Mary, they had a dozen fishermen.
Or more.
Mm-hmm. Just working every day, working steady. Yeah.
Just a big business.
That's right. And if anybody owed them a dollar, they owed them two.
They kept the books.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wish I'd lived down here when that, you know, and could have watched them do that. I mean, see them fishing.
I don't imagine. I don't know how it was. But we used to sell tobacco, take it into the market, and we know what they offered us, you see. But we never knew what they got. Well, now, we know that. We'd find out. And I expect those fishermen, all they knew was what they got.
Mm-hmm.
They never knew what Ms. Listen got.
No.
Gosh, they've got, she's got a lot of land around there, hasn't she?
Yes, ma'am, she has.
A lot of high-priced land.
But the time she got it, it wasn't high-priced.
No, ma'am. Well, how did Daisy's man ever get?
He's just the same.
He is?
Just the same.
He's been in that hospital ever since. He wouldn't even go to the doctor. Now, look at that, how he winds up. He's been up there 3 weeks, hasn't he, say?
A month yesterday. Oh, Sunday. But,
Well, I wonder what they'll do with him. Find they send him back home?
I don't know what they do with cases like that.
I don't think he can wiggle anymore, Miss.
Think he can wiggle?
I don't think he can.
Mm-mm. He's tired.
He had gone down completely. He couldn't hardly lift his hand. Just gone down. Never went to the doctor. What it was just eating on him, you see. And as Daisy tried, they'd all try to get him to go to the doctor, you know. He wouldn't go, and when he finally got there, he started fighting them. Of course, he couldn't. He was fighting. But he'd been strapped to the bed ever since he'd been there.
Well, he must be delirious.
No, he just fight him. He don't want to be up that old hospital.
He hit the doctor, and the doctor just laughed.
Say he hit him.
Tried to. Yeah, he hit him. He's not strong enough to hurt, you know.
He can't hardly lift his arm. And
well, where's your friend? What's her name? Carolyn?
Suzanne.
Suzanne.
We haven't seen much of her. What is she up to, Faye?
Well,
the last time I heard from her, she was going by and call on Miss Gussie, but she never got there.
Oh, she got that kidney infection.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You had company. She had it.
She had to take sulfur, and it sort of did something to her.
Oh, yeah. And she took a great big handful every day. It wasn't just one tablet at mealtime.
Seemed to me it's 14 tablets a day or some awful number like that. Enough to kill anybody.
And I don't think she's quite got straightened out since.
No. I told her to go by and see. She said she was going by and see you because she thought you had kidney trouble, and she did too. But she didn't feel like going anywhere.
I wonder, did she ever get her any favors?
No.
Oh, and that's right. I thought maybe I'd check with Bill and see if he had some.
Yeah.
She told me she wanted to get some pears and get me to help her put them up, but I'm not able to help her put them up. I just ain't up to it. If I had them by the bushels, I wouldn't try to count on them.
No, that's a job.
Not till I get straightened out.
You went in early one morning. You had that pain all night. Was that your kidneys?
The last time they said it was a kidney flare up.
Yeah. And it was just painful.
Mm-hmm. Very painful.
Like kidney stone?
I don't know. I imagine so.
You never had one?
Mm-mm.
I never had one, but I've seen them have attack of it. Man.
But Dr. Daly said you didn't have enough kidney problem to cause all of your...
That's right.
Cause all of your problems.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's just quit going to the darn doctors and doctor ourselves.
It seems to me like that'd be the best.
Now, the last time I saw you all, you had quit taking a pill that you'd been taking it a while. You all were down there at the drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
And Marvin had talked to the pharmacist in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who gave you that?
Dr. Daly.
But he took that, he took you off that.
Mm-hmm. That sure is a nice little druggist down there.
Yeah.
Isn't he, though?
He is nice. Couldn't pick the world over and get his good.
Yeah. What's his name, Faye?
Isn't that funny right this minute?
Faye's kid.
Wilson, isn't it?
Fred Wilson.
Fred Wilson. Yeah. You know his wife?
No, I don't.
I think she's that young looking girl, woman who wears her hair up so high in there.
I really don't know.
But I'm not sure.
She's making a pharmacist, too.
She is.
Oh, really?
She's a health nurse.
Well?
But if I don't get out and go in, he'll come out there to the truck and talk to me.
Oh, really?
Ask me about myself, you know, and tell me about the medicine and what such and such is good for.
Yeah.
And he said that they had give me a said they had stronger medicine, but he wouldn't recommend it.
That was already a little too strong. Yes, sir. We had a big time over here that day, Faye, when Suzanne was here. We set out the pest, turned over pest control, run us out. Oh, that stuff is smelly.
Has me Dot still got her monkey?
Yeah.
You know, I'm scared of that thing. He'll bite the far out of you.
Just bloody your fingers, or where he bites you.
Bite you on the ear or anywhere.
Let me tell you, last time I was over there, he was sitting on the hydrant. Is that because of the water's cool? And he looked cross. Now, when I first saw him, he was just running around the rafters.
And you know, they just as nasty a thing as you could mention.
No.
They are. I've seen him take his old hand and wipe his old tail, then go right on and put it on a pie. I wouldn't have one of them. She asked me, didn't I want him? I told her I sure didn't. I wouldn't have him.
Oh, she offered him to you?
Yeah. And they were going to give him away one time, but I guess they decided not to. I wouldn't have one of the things.
Well, what did she think you'd want with that animal?
I'd knock him in the head before you could turn around if he belonged to me. Mr. Guthrie used to want a monkey. And I told him, I said, you won't have one as long as I'm here. You got monkey enough.
But he's always wanting to get in.
And you can't keep nothing clean for him. The winters, he messes them up.
Is it, do they destroy anything?
Nothing that I know of but eggs. He robs a hen's nest, isn't he? I just don't want him. I wouldn't have him. He ain't got enough of money to give him to me.
Yeah. Are you going to start up in chickens again?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think when I get rid of these, that'll be it.
Well, Miss Mary, you'll miss the eggs.
Yeah, I know it.
Because you can't buy any like that.
But they are right smart, take right smart looking after.
Mm-hmm. What I hate about it, the mosquitoes is so bad.
They draw them?
The mosquitoes. Yeah, you know they eat them up.
Oh, you can't protect them from the mosquitoes?
No.
This man, oh, I was just going to... Yeah, I never knew that guy.
You know, this little colt came up the other day, and I noticed on his whole side there, just big whelps.
Mm-hmm.
Mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
They can't protect themselves from mosquitoes.
No.
They get under these branches, you know, and stand there, but that won't. They can't stand under branches all the time, can they?
They sure can't. Wonder how the woman ever got up there at the medical center that had that sleeping sickness.
I didn't hear her.
I haven't noticed in the paper recently about her. We had our horses all shot.
We did too. Marvin had ours treated.
How many you got? Two?
Two.
One of them is over at the Dunham place?
No, they both there at the house.
There. Yeah. You know, we haven't had any vegetables since that trip we took over young.
Is that right?
That's right.
Just little odds and ends that they pick up at the store. Haven't got a thing.
Hmm.
I was going to ask you, who picked your peas? These peas, did you pick them?
Marvin. And I helped him. I picked a few, not many.
How is your Alice Clover?
Marvin was over there Sunday, and he said that it was about that high.
Beautiful.
He said it was. Said if it didn't burn up.
If he gets the season fine.
Mm-hmm. If we can just save it. He wanted to let it seed out.
Yeah.
You know, so we'd have seed on the ground for next year. He said if we could just get weather to save it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looks like September's supposed to be sort of fair off, isn't it?
But you know, September we generally have a lot of hurricanes, rain, and
yeah.
If we could wait till October.
Yeah, Will it hold that long?
I don't know whether it will or not.
That's a good long time.
Mm-hmm. Marvin said that he imagined that we'd have to start about the middle of next month.
Yeah. Hey, I'll bet you there's a nice seat right out there on that porch where the area is.
I wonder if it's dry enough to put the hay out, the bales out.
Well, I tell you, see how filmy it is?
Mm-hmm. But the sun's sort of hot.
I know, but... I don't think the ground's dry yet.
Well, it sure wasn't dry when we came in.
Did y'all get a rain last night?
Just a little shower.
Well, now let me tell you. That's what I thought. And I went out there this morning, it was 1/2 inch.
We just got a little shower, sprinkle.
1/2 inch. Now 1/2 inch will wet the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it wet. This sun
mm-hmm.
won't dry it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I just had a feeling, you know, if it doesn't look like there's a cloud gathering.
It hadn't started Sunday. It's yesterday and then before it sundered about this time.
Yeah.
Boy, it was sundering.
Uh-huh.
And it made up fast.
That was the quickest cloud that came up yesterday. Guy was cutting a little out there, and I was going on some errands, and I guess that's when I was out, and when you called, and I didn't even get all my errands done because I saw this cloud coming up
mm-hmm.
over in the southwest. And I came on back, and by the time I got here in park, by George, that crowd was up.
I'll tell you something to make you feel better. That was the funniest thing for you. Pest control man run us out, seeing we were sitting out there, and it's hot. And started telling some of those old stories. One of them about that horse that ran away with her and her brother. And that was hilarious. I wished you could have heard that. I never have mentioned it to you.
No.
We were sitting right out there. And hot. Didn't seem to matter. That'll make you feel better, just to tell Faye a little bit about that. How old was you then? 15?
I weren't 15. I imagine I was about 10 or 12.
Yeah.
When the horse ran away?
Yeah.
My daddy bought my brother a horse, and you couldn't run him because the more he run, the faster he got. And he sent us over to borrow your neighbor's wagon. He had a brand new wagon. He told my brother, he said, "Don't you drop the horse now." So we were going back home, going up a steep sand hill. And my brother said, "Sis, let me show you a project." And I said, "Ah, don't you do that." And about time I done that, he just jerked the wings and said, "Come up, Bob." And old Bob run away and tore that wagon all to pieces. That body just scattered it all over the woods and the road.
Well, what happened to you?
I fell out. He left me down the road. And they said that when my brother got there, said there was one board on the wagon and said he was lying flat on his back. And Bob, he had to turn off of the main road to go up little road to the house and said he just wristed up there just like he hadn't done nothing. Cord was lying back there flat on his back and he got up and he said, "Paw, Paw, I didn't do a thing. I didn't do a thing." Paw said, "No, I know you didn't do nothing." He caused that horse to run away and tear up that wagon body, though.
Now, is that the sort of thing your brother got into?
Yeah.
And he just left you. You just
left me. He thought I was killed.
You fell out.
Yeah. If I had not, I'd have got killed sure as well.
You fell out before they got headed out good.
That's right. I jumped out. I seen what was going to happen, and I got out of that wagon.
Yeah. You know, they tell you when a horse misbehaves, you know, how to hang on him. Well, that's right. If you're going to work a horse, you got to stay with him. But the first thing I'd do, I just let the horse have it.
Yeah.
Before he got much momentum. So you see, I'm not a horseman.
Did you ever ride much, Miss Mary?
Yes, ma'am. I used to ride a lot.
You go out and get on your horse and away you go.
Mm-hmm. I used to ride the lake. Get on a Mr. Guthrie's old cow horse and ride the lake.
How'd you do that?
Just got on and just went.
What? I mean, when you rode the lake?
Just rode around it.
And there was plenty of place footing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Well, I think of that lake as all sort of swampy all around it, but it's not.
It used to be plumb open. It used to, all around the lake was just as open and clean, you could walk anywhere.
Is that right?
It sure is. The containers is the cause of it, cutting timber.
Oh.
The more timber you cut out of the forest, the thicker it'll get.
Well, now that's something. I had just pictured that as swampy all around it, and if you found a place to have a picnic, it was just here and there.
You used to could go down there, and that lake was plumb clean. It wasn't growed up with dog funnels, and it wasn't growed up with all kind of old crap. It was just as clean.
Well, now, has Mr. Guthrie had that as far as you back here?
Yes,
remember?
Sir. Mm-hmm. That's right. He had cows down there when we were married, and he's had cows down there ever since. I've really got some pretty calves down there this year.
Oh, really? I like to see them. So that's been your beat down there all
that's right.
your time.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing?
Well, I used to go down. I have went down there some, not much, and went out fishing. There used to be a boat landing down there where we went.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was what's the boy's name? Used to work out of there. Marlo.
No, Marlo.
The other one. Yeah.
Well, the bought nights in the towns as they used to, and just most anybody wanted to go down there and put them in a boat landing.
The bought nights have worked out of that too?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody cared?
Nobody cared. Anybody want to go down there and make them a palmetto camp? Well, they'd do that, stay as long as they please.
Palmetto camp.
Yes, ma'am. Cut cabbage fans and make them a palmetto camp.
What is that, a roof?
That's right. Something kind of like the Indians makes.
Yeah. Would they have to have to before for framing and all.
Oh yeah, something like that. Put up pine poles or something.
Or they could just cut saplings, couldn't they?
That's right.
And just cover it over.
But you better not do that now. This fella used to, years ago, went down there and put him up a tent and stayed down there. And catfished, and one day the law come down there and picked him up and carried him off, and that's the last. Said he killed his wife and 7 kids. He was from the north.
And how in the world did the law track him down there?
I don't know, but they did.
You think he'd be safe?
But they got him and carried him off.
Good Lord. Huh. Now that's something. That's something.
Ooh. It's just no place to hide anyway if you can't hide in that swamp.
Yeah.
Goodness. You know, I felt right sorry for Shirley the other day, I guess. Oh, I don't know, a week or so ago. She said she had to get up out of the bed and go down and help get the hay in, you know. She said she just wished it was like it used to be, where everybody'd go over to one person's